No morning skate today. Can you give us an update? Do you have any lineup changes from your last game tonight?
Dahlstrom will go in. Villy will come out. Other than that, forwards will stay the same.
Give us an update on why you're making that move.
I didn't want Dahlstrom out first long because I really liked his game in Pittsburgh with Kulikov and Morrissey coming back. And we're playing Chicago. If we were going pit Chicago, I would have left it one and then made the change.
Billy coming off maybe his toughest game too. I wanted to just get him some time to regroup.
A bit of both maybe. I didn't think it was – it was a penalty. It wasn't his fault, right? So I don't hold that one at all against him. So other than that, he looked like, you know, the rest of our D. They worked real hard. They had some good moments, some things that we'd like to clean up. So we just made sure that we communicated that with him. And back-to-back, 18-year-old, you know, it's not a bad time to take him out.
Hellebuck starts.
Yes, that's it, Munzee. There's your one. Okay, take it. I don't think you've asked yet, right? You guys are all right?
We're saving
you
ours.
Have. You're done. You're
I'm saving mine, Paul.
Veteran.
Saving it, yeah.
Veteran.
I think mine was preseason.
Yeah. I was a little bit surprised by that.
But I mean, talking about if you've given it up on him already, I mean, we've talked a bit at length the last couple of days about Connor's game. I mean, he's in a bit of a groove right now.
You know what? He looks good. Like, I thought the last exhibition game, he looked the way he does now. A little bit of a tough start. First game of the season sometimes, you know, put too much weight in, but he looks strong, and we need that. We're going to need that kind of goaltending.
Philosophically, you like to ride a guy who's winning and looking good, but then again, you got a guy you don't want to sit too long, too.
Right.
So how do you balance that?
Well, I won't even count this as an ask, so
no,
but Lauren's going in tomorrow. That's part of it. So, but 9-15 to start. We thought 6-3 or 5-4 would be the right thing, and we're probably still on that.
And back to back though isn't automatically the reason, I guess. Eh?
No, if it depends on what's around a back to back. Like, it's so we've got games on us coming in, and we got games on the other side of it. So we would absolutely split them now.
I guess there's no update on Brian Little since there's no skate today.
No, we won't. I mean, he's skating hard, but he still hasn't cleared.
Yeah. Jack had a goal the other night. What have you liked about Rossovic's game lately, and what do you continue to look for him on that line?
Liked his game in New Jersey and in pit an awful lot. Thought last game, I know he scored, it's 4-on-4, but that line didn't make the adjustment to the style of play that they needed to. I think their style will be, I think they'll be good here tonight, and then we'll expect them to make an adjustment. It's just young things. You got the puck in the middle of the ice a bunch of times and got closed out pretty quick and some turnover, so some center ice things. But I like, Jack is just getting stronger, right? He's a little more experienced, a little stronger. He skates well. He clearly has good hands. He's, you know, he's got some really good offensive skills.
Center ice position. I mean, you might have hinted to us in the training camp that he might not have played a lot of center ice, and now he's playing center ice.
Right. So I'm happy with that. We've got a need with Brian out. There are other options for us, but I've got, you know, Andrew Kopp, whose game's always so solid with younger players in the middle. I like that. When Brian comes back, we'll see.
Adam Lowry's line. Adam said the other night it's a work in progress. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Have you liked some parts of their games?
But much better. I thought it started for them in Pittsburgh. He's really, when he has a role, we'll see it more at home. I can get him out against certain lines. That's when his game clicks. So I like their line getting better. I don't know that it's going to stay the way it is, structured the way it is. Injuries will always change it. But when they have that defined role of shutting the other team down, they have a tendency to play in their end and not in ours. And I think they're trending.
Your club's going to wake up on Thanksgiving morning, haven't played 7 already. Some teams are 3, maybe getting their 4th in. I guess it might be a different answer if you're 5-2 or not 3-4. How do you feel about that? It's a tough stretch to start.
It is far easier than it was originally when the first draft of the schedule came out. So I'm not complaining about it. It's tough. You'd prefer not to get into this heavy a load with a younger back end and an experienced back end. You'd like more practice time for sure, but it's not like it was 2 or 3 years ago when we didn't recover until we didn't catch a breath until the middle of December before our schedule broke a little bit. So we'll get some rest here.
But you learn when it's heavy like that, and you learn about people, how they respond.
You where you're at physically, I guess if you're going to have a heavy part of your skills, you would rather have it at the start than at the end. Surviving it's key, but I think we're all right. You know, like our game is fairly solid. We're still giving up more than we'd like to, but we think we can build.
Well, the last one was just about Dahlstrom. I mean, you said you liked this game. I mean, it was the first one was a tough one on him because of the travel. Not a fair assessment, but
travel.
Since then,
he got the call 5 minutes before the puck dropped, and we put him on his offside just to put the cherry on top. So he got back to his natural side, and then he just moves better there, like most defensemen. And I thought all his reads were faster, quicker. So he looked like the guy that we thought we were getting. And then you know, he'll know the player's tendencies in here today, and he'll be excited to play her.
Is there any chance to go see Gustafsson anytime soon, you think, or is up to know?
Well, I mean, yeah, he's the 13th guy, so if there was a need tomorrow night, he'll go in.
The Dahlstrom move, is it related to the opponent?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Right, guys get fired up playing against their old team. As I said, I think if we were playing Pittsburgh-Chicago, I probably would leave Ville in and then play Carl today, the next day. Yeah.